Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this Wednesday, October 8th, 2025. I have your host, James, here. We're joined right now by our great friends in the Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recs Department. We have Dawn DeSarcy with us right now, Recreation Supervisor over there. Dawn, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Always appreciate the time from you and the team over there. Everything you guys put into the community, we greatly appreciate that. And we've got some things to touch on today. We're going to talk about classes to start off, but some changes that have gone on with some of the classes.
Yes. For our gymnastics classes especially, we had some date changes due to our instructor availability. And we are looking for a gymnastics instructor for our winter months, so we can kind of talk about that a little bit too.
So with the changes, I'm sure that people that are signed up are already up to date on those. But going over as far as that, is it going to affect anybody or affect anybody joining currently if they wanted to?
Yes, the dates are all updated in our system, but in the flyer, they are not.
Yeah.
So they have changed since the publication of the flyer. Or the printing of the flyer, I should say. So we just have like our tumble bugs, tumble tykes, youth tumblers. All of those dates are updated on our recreation registration page. Mm-hmm. But I can go through them if you want me to. Otherwise, so for our tumble bug, actually for all of the classes, the dates are consistently changed. So the November 7th classes have now switched to November 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th. So they've all switched to Wednesdays instead of Wednesdays and Fridays. We had kind of a couple days for classes, and now we're just sticking with our Wednesdays because that's when our instructor is available. December 5th, 12th, 17th, and 19th. Right now, we're sticking with the same dates because we do need an instructor. So, little plug there if anybody's interested in teaching our gymnastics classes.
We'll let you know how to get in touch with Dawn before we wrap up the show.
Sounds good. And actually, we've got October 8th, which is today. We have classes starting today. So it's today, next Wednesday, the 22nd and 29th. So that was another change for our gymnastics schedule. So not too many changes, but you know, it affects quite a few kids because there's a lot of signups for the classes.
And I appreciate updating our audience about it.
Sure. Thank you.
Good to know about that. Any other things we wanted to touch on with the classes and the beginnings of those?
Yeah. So we have got some cozy craft classes that are really fun. We had one last week, which was last Wednesday. It was the wine glasses. So we had like fall and Halloween wine glasses. Super cute. The second, we had a leaf and pine cone window hanging, which I saw the pictures of those, and those turned out super cute. But we still have classes coming up. Tomorrow evening, we have a macrame ghost class.
That sounds fun.
It is so cute. Such a cute thing. We have pictures of those in our flyer.
Yeah, they look really cute.
Yeah. And then we've got events set up on Facebook too, if you're online. So you can kind of see a bigger image of it. Coming up, we had to actually switch our Peking Ghosts painting class to October 20th. It was supposed to be this last Monday, but our instructor had an emergency come up. So it is going to be on October 20th. That event was updated on Facebook, so hopefully everybody can see that. It was also updated in our software, and so for registering, it's all current there. We have another wine glass painting class coming up, and that one, everybody gets two glasses to paint. These are the trees, like the snowy trees or snowflakes.
They're so unique.
Yeah.
And they can take an ordinary wine glass and make it look so beautiful and special.
Like, they can.
It's such a fun art. Just prepping for this and everything, I was looking a little bit, and I went down a rabbit hole on it. Like, people come up with some really cool stuff for them.
They do. And I mean, you probably know our instructor, Mary Beth.
Amazing. Mary Beth is amazing.
Creative. She is.
She really is.
She is. And she does such a great job of making painting relatively easy for somebody who does not know how to paint.
Yeah. That was one of the things that I thought was so cool about it, is all of these were really cool, really unique, looked like something you could buy in a store,
right,
but also didn't look like it was anything like you had to be Picasso to do or something. Like,
exactly.
It looked pretty good. It looked like fun to be able to do as well.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing how those turn out. We also have one more class on December 1st, and those are our Pretty Pour Ornaments. And we'll make two of those. Those are really fun. They basically pour the paint inside of them and kind of swirl it around, and it really turns out neat.
Another nice picture of one of those too. And you're right. It is so unique. One in a lifetime kind of things are created with that stuff.
For sure. Yeah. So those are our art classes coming up for this fall and into the month of December.
Mm-hmm. We also wanted to remind everybody about Swim Club.
Yes.
That is, that is coming up. It is right around the corner. Well, you'd already have it going on, I believe, right? A Swim Club, or it's just it's going to be beginning.
Just going to be starting.
It's just
going to be. Yep, we had our kickoff meeting on Monday evening. Mm-hmm. And then our first practice comes up on the 13th, so this coming Monday.
Is there things to know as far as what Swim Club is or for anybody out there that might be interested in it, especially as we're getting into the colder months here, and we'll have more on that in a moment.
Yes.
I know how badly people I can't get to the lake anymore, but I still need my water. I still need to get to water. I need to be able to do this.
Yeah, so this is intended for ages 5 to 18. You don't have to be an awesome swimmer when you join. We do have, I'm sure everybody knows, Miss Marlene, mm-hmm. instructor. We have her helping out with the younger kids so that they can really learn how to swim, mm-hmm. learn their stroke development, because we really believe that stroke development is super important when you're mm-hmm. becoming a competitive swimmer. So there's not really a tryout for the club, mm-hmm. but we would like somebody to be able to swim one length of the pool.
Sure.
That's kind of the,
understandable.
Well, yeah. So between ages 5 and 18, swim one length of the pool. And that is kind of what, mm-hmm. What's required of our swimmers. Obviously, they're going to be swimming a whole lot more than that when they get going. But we've got practices set up Monday through Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit shorter time for the ages 10 and under group, and then a little bit longer practice times for the 10 and up.
Mm-hmm.
We also have, it's not in our flyer yet because this kind of was discussed after the flyer was complete, but the YMCA is actually offering a strength, it's like a dry land strength training a couple times a week for our swimmers.
Oh, so that's awesome.
Yeah. So it's very, very reasonably priced. They want to be able, they'll be able to take about 15 kids, mm-hmm. and that would be in addition to swim club. So if somebody is on our Kraken club, we did talk about that at Monday at the meeting.
Cool.
And they have that option to join the, do some strength training on the side in addition to practices.
Wisconsin itself, but especially Central Wisconsin, has such a great history of swimming. And whether it's in competition form or just in general and mm-hmm. recreation and everything of loving swimming. I know I've got friends that are looking for things to do other than, in the winter being a part of a pool league or something
sure.
like that. And no pun intended with ring up pool, the game. But this is something that I think could speak to a lot of people in those age ranges. That really, looking for something to do, and mm-hmm. it's getting a little colder out there and everything.
Right.
But something that's so rewarding. No matter how you place or what have you or anything, swimming is one of the best exercises you can get for your body, the longevity
great.
Of your health, mm-hmm. and it's just fun.
It
swimming
is
just fun. And
it
so,
is.
That's
and
a great one.
It is, and it's important to know how to swim, right? Because we
yep.
have so much water around
mm-hmm.
here.
Yes.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun. Our kids that are in the club are great. We have a great parents group as well.
Mm-hmm.
We do want our swimmers to compete in two meets, but there are 12?
I counted 12. Yeah,
I think
I counted 12.
There's a whole lot
of
swim
yeah.
meets,
yeah.
One of which is our home meet. So
mm-hmm.
There's not, you don't necessarily have to swim competitively if you are in the club,
mm-hmm.
but our swimmers tend to want to do that because,
yeah.
As they're practicing, they're beating their records
mm-hmm.
for their personal bests and it's a fun competition.
It's a great way to put it. A fun competition.
It is.
It really is.
It is.
Yeah.
And I mean, our swimmers have done so well. I don't know if you followed them throughout the
Oh, yeah. Oh,
this
yeah.
is our third season now. And we have, some that have gone to state. And we have just some really, really good swimmers in our club. And they're having fun.
We've had a chance to talk with the little Krakens and some of that, too. Just really enjoyed it. I'll be following them. Yeah, I'll definitely be. Have been following and will continue to. Just because of the it's such a fun program, and the swim club is another fun part of this.
It is, definitely.
And Dawn, wanted to remind everybody out there again, as it's getting colder out there, and we've got mm-hmm. some adult leagues kicking it up here pretty soon.
We do. We have our Pickleball Ladder League, and that is just about full.
So we
have two more spots left for fall only, but our full season has pretty much filled up. So we'll see how things shape up in the winter. Maybe we can open up a couple more spots. That is set to start on the 20th. So that is coming up really quickly.
Yeah.
And that runs until April 13th if you do the full season. We have our men's non-competitive basketball league, and then we have our volleyball league. We have a women's and then a co-ed team, and those are Tuesdays and Thursdays. Basketball is on Wednesdays.
As much as I love basketball and I love talking about it as much as I can, volleyball is one of the biggest growing sports there is. There are so many more people on every level, high school, collegiate, and even on a pro level. We're seeing the numbers rise of people getting into volleyball, watching volleyball, all that. Being a part of it on any level is such, again, a great exercise for you. It works out the whole body. It's a fun team activity, working with others and everything. And it's got a great league here going on.
Yep, we have great leagues. So those are coming up. Registration deadline for those is next Friday, because then we actually start early in November. So this is coming up fast, even though the weather now is maybe starting to feel like fall. It's here.
Yeah. Don't let Mother Nature fool you here. It's coming quicker than we realize. And
it is.
Along with all of this that we're talking about, a couple things to keep in mind. We've only scratched the surface of things going on with our Parks and Rec Department and everything. Encourage you to find out more about that. And if you are somebody that could be an instructor or maybe volunteer with some of these activities, it's one of the greater ways to put back into your community. Yes. It usually doesn't take a lot of time. The department will work with you on this stuff. And certainly if you're a young person out there, if you're looking at college applications and some of those things, almost every college application is looking for volunteer hours and volunteer opportunities. What have you done with your time in high school and some of that? Working with a program like this, working with a group like this, it looks so good on that resume.
It does.
All that said, it feels so good. You can't put into words how good it feels when you volunteer and you put back into your community.
Sure. Yes, that is so true. We do have we've got one kid who's been extremely loyal to our swim club. He started out swimming with us, and now he's been kind of an assistant coach. And he's been volunteering, so he's really enjoying that. And he's not the only one. There's a few others that have been volunteering, and we can certainly use volunteers for the swim club, but you really need a gymnastics instructor to cover our winter months. So if anybody is interested in that, we do have our application on the city website. I believe now with our new website, you can actually apply right online.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
And if you know anybody, spread the word about this too.
Please do.
We've talked about this on our sports shows and a number of other places. These coaches, without these coaches, or we've talked about it with referees as well, without them, these kids don't get to do this. These kids don't get an opportunity to have these experiences.
Right.
So, being a part of this is not only a great opportunity, but it feels so good to be a part of. And we know that I got a feeling there's somebody out there that can take that class. There's got to be somebody. So.
I would hope so. And actually, speaking of referees and that sort of thing, we actually are taking applications for a volleyball ref as well. So I appreciate you bringing that up. Because if you're interested in reffing, that would be Tuesdays and or Thursdays. We do have a few of our refs coming back. We have another new one starting. But, depending on how many teams sign up, we're probably going to need a couple more.
Oh, yeah.
So definitely apply.
And, we could always... If we have too many, that's a good thing.
that's a good thing.
So please don't hesitate to reach out. And Dawn, if people do want to find out more about registering for some of these classes or maybe volunteering or coaching or something, what is the best way to contact?
Whatever works best for everybody. Our website, wirapids.gov. We have a new web address. Otherwise, our registration page is wr.activityreg.com. You can always give our office a call at 715-421-8240, whatever works best.
Dawn, I appreciate you and the team and all the work you guys put into the community. Thank you so much for the time, putting up with my questions and all that.
Thanks for having me.
Always good to see you. You take care.
Thank you. You too.
And thank you, everybody, for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.